From CAP Radio in Sacramento, this is Insight. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. California is one of the world's largest economies and a crucial backbone are exports with other countries. The Golden State is home to the busiest ports in the nation. But the past year has dramatically changed the trade landscape due to wide-ranging tariffs imposed last year by President Trump, known as Liberation Day, with businesses, employees, and consumers shouldering the bulk of economic uncertainty, something that we've discussed on multiple occasions on Insight. But this month, in a major blow, the Supreme Court struck down Trump's trade policy, arguing the president doesn't have the authority to impose broad tariffs under the Emergency Act that he cited. So to get a better sense of how this ruling will impact California, we're joined by Levi Sumagaisai, the economy reporter for the nonprofit newsroom CalMatters, which partners with public media stations across the state. Welcome back, Levi.
Hi, Vicky. Good to be on again.
So you have joined us about this topic since President Trump first announced his Liberation Day tariffs April of last year. So we're almost at that 1 year mark. Just remind us of the tariffs that Trump imposed and to which countries.
Sure. Well, the tariffs varied by country, but he imposed them on most countries around the world under an emergency act called the International Emergency Economic Powers Act, also known as IEEPA, which the Supreme Court ruled last week he didn't have the authority to use. So many of the tariffs that he imposed were under that act, but some tariffs imposed under different federal statutes remain in place, such as those on steel and aluminum.
Okay. Well, for it to reach the Supreme Court, a lawsuit must have been filed and then, of course, is appealed and then it keeps moving up to the Supreme Court. So who or what initially, were, is it a combination of states? Like who filed this lawsuit?
Yeah. So it was, there were different lawsuits filed and then they were consolidated. But the lead plaintiff was a small educational toy maker in on the East Coast, joined by other small businesses and also some states. And in fact, California at one point also filed a lawsuit against the tariffs. But, you know, that case was not what the Supreme Court ruled on. It was the one filed by the small businesses.
The tariffs that he imposed last year, is this President Trump's trade policy, is it new for his second term or is it a continuation of his first term in office?
It's a continuation. He definitely imposed tariffs during his first term. He made them the centerpiece of his economic policy this time around, though. And as you know, imposing them on most countries in the world this time around.
Yeah, I mean, California is the fifth or fourth largest economy in the world. Two of the biggest ports are in California. The state is home to about a dozen ports. So trade is a big deal here in California. What has been the broader impact over the past, 10 months and change since these tariffs were imposed?
Sure. Yeah. So the Public Policy Institute of California, I wrote about a recent analysis that they did, and the tariffs have had a big impact on California. China is no longer California's biggest trading partner because of the tariffs that were imposed all around, but the tariffs that were imposed on China were among the highest. So now California's biggest trading partner is Mexico, followed by China and then Taiwan. Canada has boycotted American goods. So California winemakers and other farmers have been affected by being unable to export to some of their longtime trading partners.
Diving into that a little bit more, because, I mean, you've spoke with so many people over the past 10 months who've been impacted. I mean, you mentioned the wine industry in California, which is significant. Ag is also really big. Farmers, other businesses, workers, and then ultimately consumers as well. I mean, help us visualize the impact over the past 10 months or so.
Sure. I mean, like you said, I've spoken to all those different parties. And you know, I've been talking to them since the president was elected, because we knew that, you know, tariffs were going to be part of the president's economic policies. And so as I've spoken with all these different parties, one thing that they have said to me is that the tariffs, because of the way that the president has really used them as, you know, sort of a cudgel to try to get what he wants, they have really brought uncertainty to just, you know, business owners, the ports. Like, the ports didn't know what was going to happen with cargo. What ended up happening, actually, with ports was that they did see, for example, the Long Beach port handled a record number of cargo or volume of cargo in 2025. And for the Los Angeles port, it was actually like the third highest volume of cargo they've ever handled. And, you know, to listen to the leaders of those ports, the way they say that played out is that at first, after President Trump imposed the tariffs, businesses were holding off, trying to see what was going to happen. And then as the months went by, some importers or exporters, well, tried to, you know, take advantage of a lull or maybe try to import more goods while they thought the tariffs were at a acceptable level before they went up again. And so, you know, it's just the ports had to basically handle and adjust whatever the tariff level was going to be. It depended really on the president's whims. Mm.
I mean, you mentioned that China used to be, you know, a big trade partner with California. That has since changed. Mexico is now like the lead when it comes to exports. So there's been this like shifting and evolving as these tariffs have changed the trade landscape in California. So has it all been bad? Are there some winners in these sweeping tariff changes?
Well, you know, so I work for CalMatters, so I pay a lot of attention to what's going on in California. And most of the reporting that I do is, you know, in California. I talk with people who are affected in California. But, you know, I do pay attention to what else is going on around the nation. And some business owners have definitely appeared with the president on television and said that tariffs have helped them. But I haven't, that hasn't been the case here in California, at least not according to the people that I've spoken with. Mm. You know, I will say that as for the changes that are coming or have come now that the Supreme Court decision, you know, now that the Supreme Court has ruled against the president using IEEPA. So right now, the tariffs stand at either 10% or 15%. I'm not sure what the U.S. has instituted because right away, the president reacted on Friday saying, well, I'm going to impose 10% tariffs across the board. But under the authority that he's now invoking, he can impose up to 15% tariffs across the board for as long as 150 days. So it looks like that might be the tariff level, which is, let's say it's 15% across the board. So
is there an expiration on that? So the president could do that and it's just kind of an open-ended?
It's for 150 days and then he can ask Congress to extend it. So now, of course, you know, like political pundits are wondering, well, will Congress, if the president asks them to extend his tariff authority past the 150 days under this new, you know, this other federal statute that he's citing, will Congress say yes, considering the midterms are coming up in November? Affordability is such a big deal all across the nation, mm-hmm. you know, so we'll see on that. But I think, you know, right now, 15% across the board would also mean 15% on Chinese goods. And that would be lower than the, I believe it's at least 20% tariffs on Chinese goods right now. And so perhaps businesses that import from China might sort of want to take advantage of that decline in the tariff level right now.
You're listening to Insight here on CAP Radio. And if you're just joining us, we're talking with CalMatters economy reporter Levi Sumagai-Sai about President Trump's tariffs, which have changed the trade landscape in California and have just been struck down by the Supreme Court. Diving into this ruling just a little bit more, you mentioned the International Emergency Economic Powers Act, IEEPA, is what Trump used as his argument for being able to impose these tariffs on Liberation Day back in April of last year. But the Supreme Court ruled in a 6-3 decision that only Congress has the broad power to impose taxes on Americans. Now, of those six, how did the president react to those justices? Because he appointed some of those justices who ruled against his tariffs.
Right. And Chief Justice John Roberts, who is a conservative, or was appointed by a conservative president, he wrote the opinion. Trump lashed out at the six justices who ruled against him. And he praised the three who took his side. And in fact, he insinuated that at least the Democratic justices that who ruled against him were, he insinuated that they were influenced by foreign interests, without providing proof. He really lashed out at them. And so it'll be interesting to see. You know, the president is going to have his State of the Union tonight. And typically the Supreme Court justices are there. So it'll be interesting to see whether they all show up and whether he addresses them again.
So I guess what happens now if you work at a port, you're a farmer, you own a business that is directly connected to global trade and tariffs. What is different for them today following this Supreme Court ruling?
Yeah, that's a really good question. It's really hard to tell. So, one of the big questions surrounding the ruling is, will there be refunds, right, for the tariffs that were illegally collected so far? So how will that work? When will that happen? And also what happens after the 150 days of these across the board tariffs? Will Congress extend them if the president asks? What will happen to pending trade deals? Because I think I read right after the ruling, or maybe over the weekend, that Europe was negotiating trade deals with the U.S. that it's now putting on hold. The Governor Newsom and other governors have called for refunds. Both houses of Congress have introduced legislation to try to seek timely refunds, like refunds within 180 days. It's really hard to tell. And I'm trying to get back in touch with the many businesses in different industries that I've spoken with, really over the past year or so, about this and how they, how they're going to handle things going forward. I think if I had to say, the only certain things are, like, one, more uncertainty, and two, definitely more lawsuits.
I mean, on that refund topic, just hanging on that for a moment, I mean, yes, refunds for businesses that have been impacted, but also these tariffs were shouldered by consumers as well. Like, prices went up as a result of tariffs going up. So what if you're a consumer that, like, paid higher prices over the past year because of these tariffs? Will they get money back?
It is really unclear. And it seems very basic, but maybe worth repeating over and over again that, American consumers and businesses pay the tariffs, right? Like, when we say, oh, tariffs on China, we're really saying tariffs on goods from China, right? And so I feel like it's really worth pointing that out, and that the data, several studies based on hard data show that American businesses and consumers have shouldered the cost of these tariffs, which are really additional taxes. Again, with the uncertainty around whether businesses that will be getting refunds, it's really unclear how that is going to be passed along, if at all, to consumers.
Mm. You also joined us in the past about an interesting reality when talking to many perspectives and voices who are connected to tariffs. I mean, many of the farmers who stood to be impacted by these tariffs, they voted for President Trump. You spoke with them. Where does that stand now that it's been almost a year of these tariffs?
Yeah, that's a really good question. On Friday, when I was working on my tariff story, I asked the California Farm Bureau for reaction. And they were even more careful, really careful about what they say. I think partly because they know that many farmers support or have supported the president, right? And then farmer groups around the country are also being very diplomatic about what they say in their official statements. But even in those official statements, they're acknowledging the harm that tariffs have wrought on farmers. In December, the government announced $12 billion bailouts for farmers. And then you saw the stories that said some farmers were like, that doesn't cover all the financial harm that's been done to U.S. agriculture. I think one statement that stood out to me was from the American Farm Bureau Federation. They talked about supply costs are at or near record highs. And then they said, we strongly encourage the president to avoid using any other available authorities to impose tariffs on agricultural inputs that would further increase costs. And they talked about America's farmers and ranchers needing stability. And really what's happening now is even more instability and more uncertainty.
Mm. Finally, Levy, in the last minute or so that we have, I mean, what we're talking about are pretty dramatic and formative changes to trade. And even if the Supreme Court ruling, is a blow to Trump's trade policies and tariffs, some would argue the damage has already been done. And with change is a constant. You need to pivot. You need to respond to change. So how have California industries pivoted and responded over the past year? I mean, it's like a big ship, right? It's not a light switch. You just don't go back to the way things were.
Yeah, that's a really good point. And a lot of them have told me that. Some farmers who people in the wine industry, the people who have relied on exports as a big part of their business, they're having to find new partners and they're trying to establish new relationships. While some of them say that they're just really not sure whether they can salvage some of their longstanding relationships. You just take Canada, for example. Some of those relationships might not be repairable because of just the bad blood that has now sprung up because not only because of tariffs, but the way that the president has talked about wanting to annex Canada.
Levy, as always, thanks for joining us.
Thank you so much, Vicky.
And that is CalMatters economy reporter Levy Sumagaisai discussing President Trump's tariffs, which have changed the trade landscape in California, tariffs that have just been struck down by the Supreme Court. Up next, podcasts are being made everywhere these days, even in the classroom. Thousands of students across the country are entering NPR's yearly Student Podcast Challenge. We'll talk to the NPR reporters behind this challenge as it enters its eighth year running. You're listening to Insight on CAP Radio. I'm Vicky Gonzalez.